Well, there you have it, the podcast from our very first digital storytelling class at Wittenberg. As I reflect upon the steep learning curve of this past semester, I have many people to thank, including the students with their give-it-a-try spirit in approaching a new skill that includes creative writing, performance, and technical skills. Much, much, much harder than it looks. My faculty aide, Kayla Worthington, for their technical expertise, flexibility, and good humor with us all. Every faculty member should be so lucky to have a course aide who's a double major in computer science and communication. To Lionel Werman and the Solution Center staff for their technical aid with their computers and patience with many questions to get this course up and running. To the many faculty and staff members who responded to my open call for family stories. While we were not able to use all of them this time, regrettably, I appreciate your willingness to open your lives to our students, and you can be sure that I'll call on you again. And in addition to feeling grateful to these folks, I have some final observations from a semester focused on storytelling. The first is that everyone has a story, unique and sometimes unbelievable story. And surprisingly, those stories have more in common with each other than one might guess. Some of us are frankly better at telling stories than others, but learning the art of storytelling is valuable beyond just entertainment, although that certainly is not to be underrated. Stories can help us bridge differences, heal wounds, understand ourselves and others beyond shallow stereotypes, and communicate our identities to others who might not otherwise understand us. There's a tremendous potential for deep meaning in the tiniest and seemingly most mundane of details in our everyday stories. And so I'll keep going with my study of storytelling, and I look forward to teaching the course again with a new group of students in the fall. For now, I'll leave you with what my students say, often with great annoyance, is my favorite question. What's your story?